As for my story, The Brotherhood of the Gun, it allowed me to rediscover the joy of writing something that doesn't have the pressure, stress, and mega dollars of a studio production attached to it, but just to write something for the pure, simple pleasure of writing. I hope you enjoy reading it half as much as I enjoyed putting it down on paper, because I couldn't have had more fun wallowing happily in Hellboy's world. And hey, fellow fans, because so many wonderful writers were willing to jump in and give this anthology a go, we all get to wallow happily in Hellboy's world for a while. It's always a welcome place to visit, isn't it? Enjoy the stories. Frank Darabont, Los Angeles, California. The Brotherhood of the Gun, Frank Darabont. They appeared like a mirage in the blast furnace heat, shimmering and weaving into view like a feverish dream. The two riders plodded across the high desert wastes, hammered at every step by a sunset in a cloudless sky, seemingly leached of color, a jury of watchful buzzards skating the thermals high above. In the lead rode Billy Quintain, eyes pinned to the horizon ahead. He wasn't a man who'd ever laughed at much, and it showed in his face. Twin frontier colts, well-worn but maintained by their owner with a devotion approaching that of a master watchmaker, rode on his hips in a matching pair of oiled holsters. Bringing up the rear was Harley Tyrell, his horse trailing some 15 feet behind Billy's at the end of a rope. Harley swayed in the saddle, clutching a suppurated, days-old gunshot wound in his belly. Dried blood, brown as old barn paint, had made his shirt front stiff. He seemed to be staring down at it, his chin bobbing on his chest. A handful of flies were buzzing and crawling there, but Harley didn't notice. In truth, Harley hadn't noticed much in the last few days. His head came up with a lurch. He stared up at the sun, mind swimming in and out of focus, his voice the sound of dry nettles in a hot wind.
Billy? Billy, you there?
Billy didn't look back.
Yeah, Harley, still here.
Can't let him catch us, Billy.
We lost that posse 3 days ago, probably still chasing dust devils up in the territories.
Harley let out a wail and jerked his head about, seeing phantoms.
Have a care, Billy. They're close. I hear hoofbeats. I see dust on the horizon. Looky there.
Billy didn't. He knew if he did, he'd see nothing but desert and more goddamn desert. Harley's mind swam out again, his chin settling back to his chest.